This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like, it doesn't make sense.
So talk some Black Lightning and stuff.
Yeah. What? Why do you hate Black Lightning so much, Ronnie?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all, actually. I thought it was... So, like, last episode, I pretty much buried the lead, right?
Yep.
But I watched the first episode, and I don't know if I texted you while I was watching it, but like 20 minutes in, I'm like, oh my God, this is so CW. Because yes, I know it's like the less CW of all the CW shows, but I don't know. Maybe even like the dark parts of it still have like the glitz and glam ish parts, I guess.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does a little bit. I watched episode 2 just before we are recording this.
Uh-huh.
So unfortunately in that respect, episode 2 gets slightly more CW-ish with the daughters a little bit, but not as much. You know, for me, I didn't mind it as much because it wasn't, you know, like on The Flash, it's like, or Arrow, you know, I mean, how many times are you watching those shows and it's like everybody's sort of dating everybody else? And it's like, I don't care that, you know, that all of these superheroes have romantic whatever. I would much rather see them being awesome superheroes and partway through a fight being like, oh my goodness, I have to get my wedding planner or something, you know, like the weird stuff that always pops up on those shows.
Right.
This one for me, I mean, it didn't really have it as much. And for me, I think this show does what Luke Cage was trying to do, but better.
Yeah, I can. Yeah,
the feel of the show, I enjoy this way more than I did Luke Cage.
Yeah, the feel and the tone of it, definitely.
Yeah,
the dialogue, not so much.
Well, but I mean, that's what you're gonna get. It's a CW show.
I know, but okay, like when. Yeah, we're going to talk about the first episode because I haven't seen the second one yet.
Yep.
But, I mean, just like bits and pieces of it, we're not going to fully dive into it. But, like, one of the parts that I didn't like from that I judged it on the trailer last week was Black Lightning being older, right? And the suit. But actually seeing it, it actually makes sense. And I like the drive, right? I like why he quit before. I like, I mean, obviously, his reasons coming back, which it's kind of like, you know, I told you that we needed it because he finally makes his wife see that being Black Lightning's better or whatever. Now, you can't tell me that, like, after that first fight scene where I think he got, like, a flesh wound or whatever, and he went into Gambies, isn't that guy's name?
I think so.
his tinker guy that makes the suit and everything.
Yep.
And he like flops down into like the smoking chair or the whatever. And like Jefferson, their dialogue back and forth to each other is just like ripped straight out of the comic book. Like it made no damn sense whatsoever.
But it's a comic book show.
Well, I know.
Like you're not going to get Citizen Kane dialogue in this, you know?
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying is like you have to marry those two together as to where it was clear. Like up until that point, it was just like a regular cop show type thing. Like a
right.
You know, and then when it got to the comic book side, it went to comic booky, if that makes sense, with the damaged dialogue.
Now, I guess like
if it would have stayed like the serious tone with cool dialogue, I mean, you could still have the comic book side. I don't care, but you know, you can't be like, I'm not doing this again, old chum. I'll never go back. I'm like, who the hell says that?
People on TV shows.
Yeah, but you know, this for the first 25 minutes, you tried to drive home that it was a serious show, and he had like internal conflict about bringing him back, and then you give me some stupid cheesy ass dialogue in the chair.
Well, I mean, I guess I see your point, but at the same time, yeah, I can't believe I'm the one that's saying this, not you. you got to take it with a grain of salt because it is, I mean, one, it's a show on CW, so you know they're going to have to skew dumb. And two, it is a comic book show, so you know that at some point they're going to go over the top comic booky.
Yeah.
Because it's not like the comic book shows that Netflix does where they go gritty and dark.
But see, I totally get that. But, like, his dialogue 10 minutes later with Lala in the school is, like, rock solid spot on dialogue.
See, I know you haven't watched it yet. I think the second second episode gets way better with that.
Okay.
That, I mean, it could just be, you know, that the first episode was the pilot.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a modified version of the pilot.
Yeah.
So it could be they're, you know, working out the kinks a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I did notice that. But like I said, in the second episode, there was not really one point in the episode where I was like, wow, that's hokey.
Yeah.
So it could just be learning curve where they're trying to figure it out and they fix it.
Yeah. I don't know.
The one thing that I will never understand about, I mean, it's not just comic book shows, but it's like movies, TV, with whatever. You have a guy who's a tailor. Who
you want me to call my tailor and we can
a button that opens up this whole room where he designs these insane, you know, superpower costume stuff. Where did they get the money for this?
Well, obviously, tailing's good.
I mean, I guess. But, like, how much does he sell those suits he makes? You know? I mean, he's got to sell it for, like, $1 billion a piece in order to support that, like, the research and development that goes into all this stuff.
Well, that's not always true. You know, you can sell 500 suits, I guess,
but there's never anyone in the store when they go in.
Yeah, especially when, you know, Jefferson comes in bloody and has the crappy dialogue.
Yeah.
Because that would have, if the store would have been full and he started delivering that dialogue, people would have left the store.
God, that would have been amazing. You see, like, a dad is there with his kid, like, trying to buy his first suit. And this guy, like, a bloody mess talking about black. Like, father's like, let's just go.
Yeah. We'll catch you next time, Gamby.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be great.
I don't know. I liked how it pushed envelopes, but in a way, I kind of wish it didn't push envelopes, like, to the, like, when you had the two ignorant white cops in the alley.
Okay.
That tased him, right? That was kind of, like, on-the-nose, stereotypical police brutality type stuff, right?
Right.
Like, I don't know, because I'm all about, like, unity and everybody being together, right? Which I know this stuff needs to be addressed and all that, but, I mean, we couldn't have, like, a Mexican cop and a white cop do it, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, how do you know he's Mexican and he's not, like, Colombian?
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just, I don't.
Like, in the same token, though, I'm like, you have to show it that way because you have to portray the inner turmoil that right. he's having, that he can't do it the right way. It, like, not the right way, but he can't do it. Or he's getting roadblocked every time he tries to do it without being Black Lightning.
Right.
So, I get it. I just, like I said, I mean, sometimes, like, I mean, because this show is going to be cool because, like, there's a lot of kids that's going to look up to Black Lightning, right?
Yeah.
And so,
I would assume so.
I just don't want the bad message to go out there, right? That, like,
but I don't think it is. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's really. That was one of the least
concerns
I had with the show, that it was two white cops.
Well, I didn't.
I'm not
saying that. I hate the show because it had two white cops.
Oh my goodness, Ronnie! I can't believe you hate the show because of white police officers.
I'm just saying, like, and I, the cast, I love the cast, right?
Yeah.
Everybody who we've seen so far, or who I've seen so far, you know, even the tailor who was, Dexter Morgan's dad. So, you know, he's a creepy bastard.
Yeah.
Like the guy that plays Jefferson Pierce is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I really like terrible dialogue and all. I like his acting of range of emotions,
right?
That he goes through, at least in the first episode. I still think the suit is kind of hokey.
Okay.
Like I love the nods of the sketches of the old suit.
Right.
And. Like, I loved seeing him, like, be human with lightning powers and getting hurt and then, you know, laying in the tub where he's bleeding or whatever. Because that's, like, a part that most times we don't see.
Yeah.
Right? Just because he's lightning these whatever. And then we go back and then, you know, you kind of ruin it with hokey dialogue again. Like, when he's got... what's his name, in his lightning grasp over the balcony of the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, is that your car downstairs? And I'm like, what the hell? Just ask him. Like, not anymore, it ain't. And then drops him. And I'm like, oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I want the tone to be serious and... straightforward with a couple of haha moments in there, and then sometimes I think it kind of went over haha. If that makes sense.
I'm curious to see what you're gonna say after you see the second episode. It's like I said, it toned it down a little bit.
Okay.
But I agree with you. I think the cast is really good. I like that they started early giving his daughter's the powers.
Mm-hmm.
That I wasn't, to be honest, I was not expecting it at all.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
Until like the end of the first season, maybe.
Yeah.
Where it was one of those, you know, like whatever happens in the first year of the show, everything sort of resolves itself. And then it's like that oh shit teaser at the way end of the last episode.
Right. Yeah.
Where the daughter breaks the sink or something like that.
Right.
And you're just like, oh, nice. But man, first episode, kick ass. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering when the drunk, annoying daughter.
Because he has like three, right?
Two.
He only has two?
Yeah, doesn't he only have two daughters?
I don't know. That was the part that I got confused on, too. Because I thought there was, like, the one that was, like, that was really well off. Or
well, there's the one daughter that's, like, the teacher.
Well, no.
At the school that he's at.
Yeah, I know.
And then there's the daughter that's the student in the sister's class, which confused me.
Yes, but I thought there was an older daughter that was a big activist, but like in political, like had some kind of term of office. But maybe I'm mixing the teacher daughter and that one.
I think they're the same person.
Okay. That's fine.
I thought they were.
And is that Anessa?
The one... Yeah, Anessa's the teacher, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
I think so.
What's the other one? Jennifer's the other daughter?
Jennifer, yeah.
Yeah.
She's the one that becomes Lightning, right? In the comics?
She should.
Yeah.
I mean, in the comics, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I will say that... what's the... bad girl. Cyanide.
Yeah.
I liked her, and I liked Tobias.
Yeah. Tobias was amazing.
That guy?
Yeah.
Man, oh, wait until this episode. But that guy is one intimidating-looking guy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, uh-huh. Sometimes you get that the kingpin type of guy, and it's like Wesley Snipes in New Jack City.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're like, he doesn't really look that frightening, but then other times you get like this, or... Vincent D'Onofrio on Daredevil.
Right.
And you're just like, damn, okay, I can see that these guys are like, you know, the people behind everything.
Yeah. Like I'm buying in.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and it's to the point already, you know, I'm two episodes in and I don't want anything to happen to him in this season. Like I want him to stick around for a long time.
Who? Tobias?
Tobias, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I don't want it, I don't want his story to wrap up too early if the show's going to continue for a while. Because, I mean, at least as of now, he's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I after seeing that, I was like, man, I've seen that guy in a couple other things, but I really hadn't though.
You know what? I don't think I have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like he looks familiar, but I think it's just because I've seen him in, like promotional stuff for this.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Has he been in any other shows or anything?
Yeah, actually. I mean, he was like Harry's Law, but I don't watch that. That's like on Netflix or whatever.
It.
Yeah. But like other than that, that's all he's got credited for. And I'm like, I know I've seen this dude like as an extra or something somewhere. Or a little thrown off character, but yeah.
Huh.
But
yeah, he definitely.
And he's like the perfect guy to play Tobias too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And the I kind of liked. I did and didn't like the La-La scene. At the school, like when he comes and talks to Jefferson as like principal to head gangster, right?
Right.
I liked it up until like he pulled out his gun type moment.
Right.
That was the part that I was like, dude, come on. And then like 2 minutes later, then you put your gun back away and then you're talking and then you try to show your teachings to the kid. Right there, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, but you just pulled a gun out like 2 minutes ago. Now, if we would have had the gun pulling at the end, like where Jefferson's getting under his skin type thing, and then he just like put it back and walked out, then okay. That's believable, but not like 2 minutes into the conversation you pull a gun and then, oh, then we're going to clear our heads and you put the gun away and, you know. But I thought Lala talking to the little kid was impactful too.
Right.
Like, it showed, I don't want to say different classes because that's not really what I'm going for, but like it showed a range of how people learn on the streets and methods, I guess, or whatever.
Right.
So.
Well, that's one thing I'm actually, I enjoy that they put that type of stuff into this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you watch a show, like The Wire,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen it or not.
Oh yeah.
You know, like it shows all the different levels, you know, from the street crime, you know, yeah. like the little kids who are doing stuff all the way up to the, you know,
right.
And the fact that, you know, that Black Lightning is starting off with like the big world building type stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels more real in a way,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, I mean, sometimes you'll have a show where, I mean, things just happen and you're just like, well, okay, that doesn't really seem like it's based in reality.
Right.
But the fact that, you know, there is a little kid, you know, there's probably more little kids
right.
that, you know, they, this guy, you know, yeah, he's a sack of shit,
mm-hmm.
but he probably puts money back to the, you know, the people in that terrible neighborhood, which is why no one really speaks up and everybody kind of, you know, sees that he's got the money and the power and the little kids go over and, you know, they start with little stuff and builds up and whatever else. Like, it feels, you know, like a real thing.
Like, yeah, like, because the good thing about making a believable bad character is the bad character thinks that he's right.
Yeah.
Right, he's flawed to the point of like craziness, but there's that thin line of, man, I can see that. I can, you know, putting myself in that position, I could see his point of view type thing. Right. So I think that's what. Now, some of the things is obviously TV show outlandish, right? Like pistol whipping him in the hotel room in front of the girls. Yeah. I'm not saying like that. That's never happened in real life. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, we get to see both sides. We get to see the philosophical side, like when he's talking to Jefferson in the school, and then we get to see the ruthless side as he's taking care of his business or his empire
right
outside. And then we get to see him be Tobias's bitch in Tobias's office, right?
Yep.
So, like, that's... We get to see all of those things, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I really enjoyed the first episode. I went into it not expecting all that much, because, like I said, I mean, it was, you know, it is a show on the CW.
Yes.
But I, for me, I would say that this first episode was probably my favorite premiere episode of any of the other shows that they've had. Like the first episode of Arrow for me was like, it dragged a bit and it kept jumping around from the island to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Flash was, I like Flash better than Arrow, but it seemed to go like the total opposite direction where it was more goofy than dark.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, Legends of Tomorrow was okay, you know, the first episode, but they pretty much set that show up on the other shows.
Right.
Trying to think what else there is. Oh, Supergirl I don't watch, so I don't care. Yeah, yeah, but I mean, out of those, I really enjoyed the first episode a lot more than I was expecting to.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the second episode just as much, if not more, than the first. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, it has promise then.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely does.
Yeah.
You know, until four episodes in and they kill Tobias and you're just like, well, there goes all my interest in the show.
You know, this is weird for me to say, but like this show is the one show that I don't want to cross over with the other ones.
I could see that. I don't think it will.
I just don't want it to. Because like you said, like the other ones are like, I don't know, comic, like really too comic booky, where this one feels, yes, it's on the CW and it has, as much as I hate to say it, like the overtones of the CW, but right, it feels more like the Netflix show of the CW shows.
Oh, definitely.
So, you know, I mean, and in that regard, I don't want it to cross over. And then, you know, because, I mean, there's only a handful of characters on the other shows that would even thrive or not seem out of place in this world.
I don't think anybody on the other shows. I mean, possibly Oliver, but that's about it.
See, I was going to say like Diggle, because of his background and like, you know, being hard-nosed or whatever, and possibly Ollie, yeah. But like, I can't.
Everyone on The Flash seems too goofy.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, like you said, this one, it feels the most based in real world. Mm-hmm. You know, like Flash is very overly cartoony.
Yeah.
Legends of Tomorrow is way over the top.
Yeah.
Comic book.
Yeah.
Arrow, like, it tries to be reality based, but it's still like ludicrous comic book.
Right.
Reality based,
right,
where like people are taking pot shots at the mayor, mm-hmm, while he's giving speeches and like all this, and you're like, you know, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, like this one, it definitely feels real, especially because a lot of the stuff going on the show is stuff that you hear about all the time.
Right.
Where there's, you know, girls being taken and forced into, you know, prostitution at these like seedy motels and all kinds of other stuff. And you're just like, well, damn.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think for the most part, it does what it needs to do to like carry on.
Right.
Like, I don't think the first episode was perfect by no means, but like it, you know, if I gave it a Rotten Tomatoes score,
it would be 87% fresh.
Yes. I would say, yeah. I would
fresh
say,
like, is the good one, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't pay attention to Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I would say that it at least got 75 to 80% stuff right. And the other 20% is just like stuff that maybe other people didn't notice that I noticed type thing. So right, just like nitpicking at it. Like the dialogue. It like in some scenes, as I stated before, drove me crazy. But for you, it didn't really drive you. I mean, you didn't pay no attention to it.
No, I mean, and you know me, I nitpick the hell out of everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, for some reason, I was able to just shut my brain off during the show, and like it didn't bug me at all. Yeah. But you know what? Now that you say it, next episode I watch, it's going to be on my mind, and it's going to drive me nuts.
Well, it might not happen. Like I can't say.
Yeah,
that.
Like I said, the second episode, I don't remember any parts of that episode where it's like, wow.
But see, I bet if you go back and watch the first episode, you'd be like, you know, I can see it now.
Yeah, probably. Because I still have my TiVo, so I could go back.
And even when the girls are arguing, it's like, I have four kids. I've never heard them say dialogue like that at all. And they've said some pretty bad things, but I've never seen them say things like that. It's just like, wow, come on.
Yeah.
But I did, speaking of the girls arguing, I did like that aspect of where where they show stuff on the phone. I know in other shows they've showed that, but like when Anessa is like yelling at her about coming home late from the party or whatever.
Right.
And then Jennifer's texting, like you actually see, like it's, mm-hmm. it's different. It's not like we've seen it before. We have seen that type of thing before, but the approach of it was different.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
True. True dat.
Oh my God. Don't ever do that again.
You good with Black Lightning?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to bring something up.
Okay.
And I know, I'm pretty sure you feel the same way. But I have a question for you, Ronnie.
Go for it.
Why are comic book fans so ridiculous?
Because they really haven't had an outlet because until like social media. And now that like social media is out there, then everybody just loses their damn mind.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. Mostly based off of the last couple issues of Injustice.
Okay.
Where I think we talked about it briefly, yeah. But a couple issues ago, spoiler alert for people who are not reading Injustice, but we're going back at least 4 or 5 issues at this point, so you should be caught up by now, I guess. Anyway, one of the issues ends with Batman running into a hospital room and pulling the plug on a guy. And of course, after that issue comes out, everybody on social media starts flipping out because Batman's killing a guy and things are nuts and this is ridiculous and blah, 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 blah. And of course, you get to the next issue, which is a week later. And it turns out, you know, I mean, it's Wildcat and he comes back to life anyway. And, you know, Batman was just doing Batman things. But the whole, like, everyone going completely insane over a comic book. I mean,
that comic book.
Yeah. Yeah. Like every single bit of this comic book, Batman has done things that are not necessarily Batman. Superman has done things. I mean, he's killed millions of people. You know, like of all books, this weird Elseworld thing you're going to flip out about. You know, it's just like when Captain America joined Hydra at the end of, you know, said whatever at the end of an issue. And people went completely insane. I mean, it's a comic book. You know that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end to every story. That if you flip out every time one little thing happens in like at the beginning of a story, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, it's like, I don't know. Has this been going on for this book been like 6 years now?
Injustice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the year five years, and we're now 40-something issues into Injustice 2 year one, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. Every issue, somebody does some unthinkable shit, including Batman. So, yes, why do you... And if you were a true like comic fans, you would know that he had 9 lives.
Yeah.
Now, what I would have thought would have been funny is if Batman would have killed him and he was on his 9th life and he didn't come back and Batman would be like, oh, my bad. But, yeah.
Yeah, but you know Batman he's keeping track.
Yeah, I know. But this is that world, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just that. We picked that to talk about, but there's just tons of other things that people lose their mind about.
Yeah, lose their minds.
Like they've never read a single comic book before in their life.
That's the thing. You know, I mean, how many times over the years have you read an issue of something and the way it ends, you're just like, what the hell? Like, I can't believe they did that. And then the next issue comes out and it explains exactly what happened. You're just like, oh, okay, it makes sense.
Yep.
you know, I mean, it's not, this isn't a new thing that's happening, but I guess, you know, like you said, social media, people now have an outlet.
Yeah.
I guess to, instead of, you know, me, you, and a couple other people sitting around, you know, at a diner bitching and moaning about something.
Yeah.
Now it's, hey, I can throw this out on the internet, and there's now a billion other people who think the same way I do, and we'll all sit and complain together and file petitions to.
Yes.
I'm gonna petition the government to make them make Captain America not a Nazi. It's like, what?
Why do people even think that that's a thing?
I mean, unfortunately, it is a thing.
Well, it is, but it's not.
Right.
I mean, do you really think the government's going to be like, oh, there's 5,000 signatures on this petition, maybe we should actually look at it?
Yeah.
No, they don't care. That's what I'm saying. It's like, why? Why is it even a thing? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't get it. And it's, since you, like, I missed all of the outrage, I guess, over that injustice thing, but you were like, man, people are going nuts over this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, I sought it out because I'm a glutton for punishment. I was like, man, people are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Because,
you know, I mean.
Yeah, because usually you see it before I do or whatever, and you'll be like, do you see this? And I was like, no. And then, so I assumed that you had seen it already. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, oh, it's just Aaron being Aaron. And I was like, no, seriously. Nah. And then you're like, no. But I will.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, I mean, Injustice is one of those things. It's not like it's, you know, the Justice League of America book.
Yeah.
You know, it's a digital first weekly, you know, story based off a video game.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I love the comic. It's one of my favorites. But I news about it, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? What can they possibly be telling me? Oh, okay. They're season, you know, year two is going to start at this month and it's been written by this guy. But, like, the hell, controversy over this? You're nuts.
And some of the people act like they hadn't even read Injustice, period. Because they're like, Batman will never do that. Batman is blah, blah, blah. Why is Batman acting this way?
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you reading, like, the proper Batman? Because you're right. He probably wouldn't act this way on certain levels. But, like, have you not read the Injustice book up until this point? And this is like your first issue?
Yeah, I mean, like that seems to be the biggest problem with social media. It's that you have people who don't really have any idea about what's actually going on with anything. And I mean, this isn't just directed towards comic books. Apparently it's everywhere.
Right.
But, you know, someone says something and you're just like, oh my goodness, this is ridiculous. And then it's like, well, you know, I mean, years ago, when Howard Stern had the movie Private Parts, there was one newspaper person, and I forget where they were from. It might have been in New York, that trashed the movie in review. And Howard got them on the phone on the air and was asking them questions about it. They never even saw the movie. They wrote a whole review of a movie they never actually watched. And it's like with the comic, it's like, are you actually reading these comic books? Because if you, like you said, if you had been reading any of Injustice, you would know that, like, this is pretty much par for the course.
It's like when Captain America went Nazi or whatever, and he said Hail Hydra or whatever. And,
yeah, lost their minds.
And I can't really, I mean, yeah, it was, I hate that term too, like, because Hydra, it was like Nazi, but it's evolved over the years, so whatever. That's a different story, different podcast, I guess. But they absolutely went batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys know it is a comic book, right? So, like, you remember 5 years ago when they shot him and he died?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. People die and come back to life, and no one bats an eye. But, like, you say one word, and everyone's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He would never do that in the real world. And you're like, no, but in the real world, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
He was a guy. Like, I mean, come on. He's 120 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Social media is just... that's like, I like staying in my social media bubble.
Yeah.
And I try not to go out, because there's been times like when I see something and I have either a tweet or a response back and it's like a paragraph, and I take a minute and then I just click the delete button or, you know, the backspace, because I was like, dude, it's not even worth it, because either A, it worked and they're trying to work me, or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you block keywords on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like, all right, I got to tell you, it makes your feed way nicer when you don't see the same crap over and over and over again.
Yep. I agree.
But yeah, it's just completely nuts. And I mean, look, I don't like stuff, but like, at least I understand if a story is in the middle of a story, I'm not going to flip out about something that happens that obviously has an explanation.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like in the regular Batman book, he's marrying Catwoman or something ridiculous like that.
Easy. Because I'm sure we'll get into a full discussion on that, because I'm like really enjoying that book and you just recently dropped it. So
yeah, four issues now, I'm feeling good.
And I know that in text we have talked about it, but I would like to actually like dive deep and talk about the whole run or up until or whatever, like a civil debate, if you will.
I can have a civil debate about it.
So we'll have to do that one of these episodes.
Yeah.
Because yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I think is a lot deeper than what people see on the surface part of it. So
I couldn't tell you.
I know. I know. See? And that's and that's the thing. But anyways, that's a different story for a different time.
Yep. You got anything else for today?
I don't. Do you?
I don't think so. I was going to try and read the new Doomsday Clock, because we're recording way later in the week than we normally do. Uh-huh. But I didn't have a chance.
Okay.
So we will have to talk about that one next time, I guess.
Yeah. We'll have to give our theories on that next time.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure we'll have some.
Yeah. I also didn't get a chance to read Damage yet, which I really want to.
I did.
That was like, it was at the top of my list to read, and I ended up not reading any comic books in the last week.
Oh, you're terrible.
No, it's, everything's been crazy.
I know. But you're still terrible.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, just ask social media. They'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you trend.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
It is.
It's like during Raw when they say that things are the number one worldwide trend, but then you look on Twitter, it's not even on the top list.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah. You guys always tell me I'm trending worldwide, but I look and it's never there. But I guess if you got nothing else, excellent. Thank you all for listening to the latest episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. I forgot the name of the podcast for a second.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when you record in the morning instead of recording at night.
You should have coffee.
Brain isn't working yet. I don't drink coffee.
Or hot tea from your Nerdy Legion coffee mug.
No, I'm drinking lemonade tea because that's what I do.
Is that a thing?
Oh my God, it's so good.
I guess if you like lemonade.
Aren't you from the South? Isn't that a South thing?
I'm not like from the South like Martin is, but you know.
Martin's from New York. Okay, I don't care where he lives there. He's from the Northeast.
Okay. Okay, but. So like Jay and Sparky then.
Okay, yeah, I can accept that.
Okay.
But yeah, no, seriously, lemonade tea is awesome. It is my weakness.
Isn't that like Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
He's stupid for inventing that.
Great. send your hate tweets to at Geekvine.
That's right.
But if you would like to get in touch directly with me, you could tweet me at Aaron S. Bell.
And I'm at Realmbar316.
And the show is at DC_absolute. And thank you for listening.
I'm surprised you remembered the show.
No, I mean, come on. I know the Twitter handle. I log into that shit. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Now that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. So last night you got, didn't get arrested?
No. No, which is dumb anyways. I had to go to get gas, and like I already had to get up early this morning to get everybody out the door like normal. And so I was like, I don't want to like get out in the morning and get gas or whatever. And like it's supposed to be cold today.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't want it to set overnight with, like, you know, a quarter of a tank in it either.
Hmm.
Just because that's like my grandpa always told me, you know, stuff will freeze in the lines and blah, 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 you know. So, and I was like, all right. So I was like, well, I'm going to get it tonight. And I got to pick up Austin. He has to do night schools because he let one of his grades slip. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, he has to go to night school.
Jeez.
And so I was like, well, I gotta pick him up anyway, so while I'm out, I'll just get gas.
Right.
So I leave like an hour early before I have to pick him up, which was gonna be fine because I would have got gas and talked to you guys on the phone like you and I have done countless times, right?
Yeah.
And I pull up to this one stop sign. It's like a three-way stop. And my phone, like, I don't have Bluetooth in my car.
Okay.
So, I have an iPhone, so I have one of those Y connectors where the aux plugs into it, the auxiliary cable plugs into it, so I can listen to stuff, and then plus it's charging.
Right.
So I turn right, and when I turn right, my phone goes from my console to my floorboard. So I, like, lean down to pick it up, and I thought I did it like ninjaly. And well, when I turned right, I like overturned, but not like a fucking mass woman driver, you know what I mean? So like I overcorrected a little bit, and but it wasn't like a drunk driver or anything, and so I didn't think nothing about it. Next thing I know, there's like cherries behind me, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so then he comes up and he goes, you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, no clue, because, you know, it's a busy street, so it's only like 25 miles an hour anyway, so it's not like I was going 50.
Right.
And he was like, well, two reasons, buddy. And I was like, oh, this guy's a fucking dick already, because, you know, he's going to say buddy in, you know, matter-of-factly tone. And he goes, well, you jerked back there, and I saw it, so I thought something was wrong or you were intoxicated. And I was like, nope, heading to the high school to pick up my son. And he said, are you heading to the school or going to the school? And, like, in my mind, like, I'm already pissed off as it is, right?
Yeah.
In my mind, I was like, heading to the school, going to the school. Same fucking thing, right?
Right. Right.
And I was like, well, my son is at the school. I'm heading there to pick him up. Oh. Well, have you been driving on this here road? And this is quote unquote, okay? Have you been driving on this here road all night? And I was like, no. I've been driving on the street once, which is right now, because I work in Columbia, so I just got home like an hour ago. Oh. Well,
so, did he go, like, are you a city boy working in Columbia?
No. I wish he would have, though, but he was like, well, I pulled you over because you have a black car. And I was like, okay. And he was like, this neighborhood here's gotten, because I mean, when I listen back to our podcast, I hear this southern Midwest, mid-central twang, like, in my voice. But, like, this dude, like, had me beat, right? And he's like, well, you have a black car, and this here neighborhood, it's gotten lots of reports in the last hour and a half about a black car that's going suspiciously slow.
What?
And I'm like, so I'm thinking in my head, right? And I'm like, okay, it's a busy fucking street, 25 miles an hour. School just got out like an hour ago. Or right. two hours ago. So, what the fuck? And I was like, okay. And I was like, was it a four-door? Because, you know, four-door cars are notorious for troublemaking stuff. And he was like, can I see your license and registration? And I was like, well, yeah. And luckily, Melissa, like, printed out insurance cards two nights ago, because either it's in my, like, top console, like a hideaway console type thing, or right. in my glove box. And I wouldn't have known unless she just printed them out, and I just took them out there, you know, but... So he comes back and he said, well, you're clear as a whistle. And I was like, uh-huh. And he was like, well, you're good to go. You have a good rest of your night. And I was like, okay, you too. And like this whole time I'm like, I'm jamming NWA Fuck the Police and with my window down. And yeah, I was pretty pissed. So I'm still like 8 blocks away from the school, right?
Okay.
So if somebody, you would think if somebody had quote unquote massive reports of a car in this area and you're a cop, you would stay in the fucking area, right?
Yeah.
No, he follows me to the school. And like I pull into the parking lot of the school and I park, and they must have had like a basketball game or something going on too, because the parking lot's pretty full.
Okay.
And I was like, wow. So I saw like lights behind me, so I just assumed it was either a parent picking up a kid or, you know, whatever. No, it's the same fucking cop. He like drives slow through the parking lot and made sure that I parked there, and I'm like, oh my God. This is why people go fucking crazy on cops.
That's awesome. And you're a white guy.
And I'm a white guy. Right. Yeah. But I drive a black car, so.
Yeah, but I drive a black car, too, and I've never been pulled over like that.
Yeah, but you look like Jesus, though. They don't want to fuck with you. Or they might have to do, like, 8 Hail Marys and stuff.